You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom was in San Diego to highlight his plan to confront the homelessness crisis affecting the entire state of California. Here are the governor's edited remarks.
I say this often as governor and a former mayor, but a state vision has to be realized at the local level. A few years ago, however, the state had no vision as it relates to encampments, no vision as it relates to homelessness. In fact, 4 years ago, the state was nowhere to be found on these issues. And this is a point of not only optimism, but for consideration for those that are sick and tired of hearing from people like me at events like this, but to not see things substantively improve. I recognize that frustration. I see it every single day. These encampments in California are unacceptable. The dirty streets in the state are unacceptable. The graffiti in the state is unacceptable. We have to do more and we have to do better. But I want folks to know this. We're not continuing to do what we've done. We're doing things we've never done in the state's history. We are targeting interventions, targeting partnerships, and holding all of us to a higher level of accountability. Let me be specific. Last year, we put out a budget unprecedented in U.S. history, not California history. $14 billion over the next few years will be invested for interventions out on the streets, dealing with underlying issues, long-term but also short-term solutions. And let me just focus on those. That's what we're here about. Last year, we put up $50 million, which was novel, for encampment resolution. This year, $500 million was proposed just this week in our budget. It's a tenfold increase specifically to do the kind of work we're doing out here today. I don't come from this passively. I come from this very actively. This is not my first time cleaning up an encampment. Quite the contrary. We've been doing this for months and months and months. We're backing up our passion with action, with resources and plans and strategies. And so last year, and this is really important for folks to understand, last year we put up $2 billion of discretionary money for cities like San Diego. But in return, we want to see the plan. And there's six specific transparent metrics that must be met in order to continue to get funding. And here's the exciting news. If you meet those goals, we will actually give you a bonus, 18% bonuses. We've never done this in the state. So not only are we meeting this moment by recognizing what everybody's recognized, that it's out of control and unacceptable what's happening on the streets all across the state, but we are starting to deliver on what we've been promoting. So we're on a different track, new strategy, new plans, new focus, new energy in this space, and a recognition that we have to do more and do better. Taxpayers deserve it, and the people suffering in these conditions deserve it. No one wants to live like that. Disabuse yourself. Disabuse yourself that people want to live in conditions like this. They don't. So folks sitting on the couch screaming and yelling, I get it. But I invite you to help us get it done, to volunteer, to participate, to support nonprofits, to support the efforts of cleanups like this all up and down the state. We can get this done. We can make an impact. And I'm really excited about this year's budget and what we have in store over the next few years for this state. We're going to start seeing real progress.